But for as who you are in Christ and who I am in Christ, I never die again. I'm alive forever. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. So, this treasure, this we have with the Lord, now that we're in this dispensation, Satan knew. I read the scripture last week, and I'm going to read it again just to get kicked off of where we're going. Because, and it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm going to read it again for it will get us started. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and it says, I'm reading from the King James. I believe I got this in the King James. He said, howbeit we speak the wisdom of God among them that are perfect. This is verse 6. We speak the wisdom of God among them that are, what, perfect, which means mature. Yet not the hidden, yet not the wisdom of this world, yet not what? The wisdom of this world. Nor of the princes of this world. See, there's some princes and powers of darkness. We're not talking about their stuff. They shrewd, sneaky, and all that stuff. Jesus said it. We're not talking about that. The princes of this world, which come to what? Come to naught, which means come to nothing. Satan and all of his cohorts of darkness, whether they be fallen angels, demons, spirits, whatever class they are, all that's joined with Satan, all of it coming to nothing, an end, which means they will be put out of what put out. They will not be able to function and have any contact with us, and that's coming soon. It's come to what they are doing is coming to nothing. They are coming to nothing. But we're in this little span called time. We're in eternity for being born again with God. But right now in this body, we're in this little span called time, which is about to run out. We're in for a treat for the rest of our lives. Now watch this. He will show us things to come throughout the eternities of eternity. Not just eternity and not one. Eternities of eternity. Can you imagine the angel that's been flying around the throne of God, and they are going what? Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And why are they saying holy? Because he is holy, right? But somebody said, you know why they're saying that? Every time they go around that throne. Now, just think about that. We're talking about mystery, secret, what God have brought you into, and we want to talk about how to get in there. See, one thing to talk about something, but it's another thing to get in there and live it. And that's what we've done, and we've had so much help to keep us being in disagreement with God. We want to get on the same page with him. And so they're seeing a side of God. Every time they fly around that throne, they see a side of God they never seen before. And here you are. It's going to live with God. And he's going to show you things to come. Matter of fact, it's while we are here. And I'll read it to you. Ephesians 2:7. We're right there. Ephesians 2 and 7. Now listen what it said. It's seeing verse 6 says, let's read verse 5 and 6, but I want to focus on verse 7. And even when you were dead in your sins, has he quickened? That word quickened means what? Made alive. Now notice what he said. Has he quickened? That means he made you and me, made us alive together with Christ. Think about that. Made us alive together with Christ. Not as Christ, with him. In other words, the life that's in me, the life I'm living in the spirit, is just like Christ. It is his life. So he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And then when he made you alive, because when he raised Jesus up, you and I were raised up. And then he said in verse 6, and has raised us up together. See, notice, raised us up. Jesus raised Jesus. When Jesus was raised, I was raised, you were raised. I just caught on a few years ago, you know, but I was raised when he was raised. You were raised when he was raised. That's why he wants you to understand this mystery, okay? So he said, and raised us up together, made us sit together where? So our position is within heavenly places right now. That's our seating. That's our seating of authority in heavenly places in Christ. Heavenly places in Christ. And that's how we are seated in heavenly places in Christ. Jesus. Then he said that in what? That in the ages, notice it's plural, not in just one age. In the ages to come, he might do what? Show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ. We'll be so caught up in his riches and glory. This body that you're in, that you're living in now, you're gonna pull it off. Like you take off a garment and toss it aside. That's why they put it back in the grave. Put it in the ground, should I say, and we call it the grave. Because you're going to get a body like he has on right now. He has a glorified body. If he wanted to, he'd come into that north wall right there and sit right there in the back. If he wanted to, he can come right through there and stand right here. If he wants, he can. These things don't restrict him. They don't restrict him at all. He can do whatever. But with this body, you and I have the same spirit. But with this body, we can't do it. We have to find an opening. You know, if I try to go out through that wall, you're going to hear me over there banging up against that wall. And you find as a pastor, ain't no door over there.